Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be paying a musical salute to one of the giants of 20th century jazz. It's Different Drummer Stops the Beat, Max Roach, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Bud Powell performing his composition Un Poco Loco from the amazing Bud Powell Volume 1 with Curly Russell on bass and Max Roach on drums and cowbell, the third take from a frantic, legendary 1951 Blue Note recording session. Where do you start with Max Roach now that the beat of that great musician and man has stopped forever? Do you start with Max Roach, the revolutionary bebop drummer? Max Roach, the leader of the classic Clifford Brown, Sonny Rollins hard bop quintet? Max Roach, the social activist, jazz educator, and intellectual? Max Roach of the double quartet and the M-Boom percussion ensemble? Max Roach, the forerunner of do-it-yourself recording with Charles Mingus? Max Roach, the duet partner of avant-garde lions Cecil Taylor, Anthony Braxton, and Archie Shepp? Max Roach contained multitudes, and his death in August of 2007 reverberated across the jazz world as if it were a long solo being played on a cosmic drum set. Born in North Carolina in 1924, he grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and started to play drums at his church. He later said that the city's subways gave him many ideas for new rhythms. Roach practiced and performed incessantly, sitting in on Harlem jam sessions with Duke Ellington's big band and eventually becoming an important figure on New York's 52nd Street bebop scene, where he forged his unique, liberating style, taking much from his percussion forebears Joe Jones, Big Sid Catlett, and especially Kenny Clark. Bert Coral writes, Roach devised a fresh approach that ultimately mystified and challenged other drummers. The time was established on the hi-hat or top cymbals rather than the snare and bass drums. A regular pulse softly played on the bass drum provided a foundation for the music. His performances were highlighted by singular patterns that were used in fills and solos, and he consistently showed how to effectively use space, silence, and dynamics. Roach made a case for the drummer as musician. Max Roach with Charlie Parker in 1953 performing Kim on Nightlights. Thank you. Max Roach and trumpeter Clifford Brown doing Sweet Clifford from their 1954 album Brown and Roach Incorporated, with George Morrow on bass, Harold Land on tenor sax, and Richie Powell on piano. Before that, we heard Roach with Charlie Parker in 1953 doing Kim from the Verve CD Charlie Parker, with Hank Jones on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass. The hard bop quintet that Max Roach and Clifford Brown led for 2 years in the mid-1950s had been a source of musical pride and joy for the drummer. The two's shared passionate commitment to music was so intense that Roach later spoke of waking up in jealous dismay when he'd hear Brown already at the piano. So Roach was even more devastated than others in the jazz world when Brown, Richie Powell, and Powell's wife were all killed in a car accident in 1956. Brown was 25 years old. Roach went through some difficult personal times afterwards. He eventually formed a new hard bop group, and he continued, as he had throughout the early years of his career, to make records as a sideman, appearing on quintet mate Sonny Rollins' The Freedom Suite. We're going to hear one of Roach's recordings with a pianist now, the long unsung Herbie Nichols, who gained posthumous recognition many years later. The spinning song gives us a chance to hear Roach's subtle, complex percussion work in a piano trio setting. We'll also hear something from Roach's post-Clifford Brown group, his 1957 album Jazz in 3/4 Time, which experimented with using different time signatures and modality, anticipating the developments of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue and Dave Brubeck's Time Out 2 years later. Here's Roach with Herbie Nichols, The Spinning Song on Nightlights. Thank you. drummer Max Roach from his album Jazz in 3/4 Time, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Billy Wallace on piano, George Morrow on bass, doing Roach's composition Little Folks. Before that, pianist Herbie Nichols doing The Spinning Song, with Teddy Kotick on bass and Roach on drums from the complete Blue Note recordings. We'll have more music from Max Roach in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Different Drummer Stops the Beat, Max Roach on Nightlights. Playing the music of Max Roach on this edition of Nightlights. Roach helped pioneer several genres of jazz, including bebop, hard bop, cool jazz, free jazz, and Pan-African jazz. And you can hear him in many previous Nightlights broadcasts, including At the Birth of Bop, 2 Degrees of Separation, We Shall Overcome, and Duke Ellington's Money Jungle, all in the archives section of our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. As the 1960s got underway, Max Roach became involved in the civil rights movement. He married singer Abby Lincoln, and the two worked together on several albums, including the landmark protest jazz Freedom Now suite that Roach co-wrote with Oscar Brown Jr. Roach saw his personal life, his art, and his politics as intertwined. He didn't believe that the boundaries of art stopped at art, and that music was something divorced from life itself. And though in some quarters he was viewed as an angry militant, he was driven by idealism and a desire for a better society. America, to me, is a grand social experiment, he said to fellow drummer Art Taylor in 1970. It contains people from just about every part of the world. We were all thrown together to see if human beings will be intelligent enough to live together. I believe it's going to happen. All the strife we have in the United States is a part of this experiment. We'll hear a track now from Roach's 1971 gospel choral Black Pride album, Lift Every Voice and Sing. First, one of Roach's circa 1960 collaborations with another brilliant trumpeter who would die young, Booker Little. Here they are on Little's album Out Front, doing A New Day on Nightlights.
Thank you. Oh!
Max Roach with Troubled Waters from his 1971 album Lift Every Voice. Before that, A New Day from Booker Little's 1961 album Out Front. In the last decades of Max Roach's life, he received a MacArthur Genius Foundation grant, worked with rap artists, and recorded using a jazz and string quartet simultaneously. He never closed his mind to new ideas or lost the creative spark to search for new sounds until old age and illness finally overcame him in his very last years. We'll close with two late period performances, one with the Im Boom Percussion Ensemble and a solo drum performance from Roach's 1984 album Survivors. Max Roach, of whom fellow drummer Stan Levy said, "The way he broke things up between his hands and feet confused me at first, but I came to realize that because of him, drumming was no longer just time, it was music." After his death, friend and poet Maya Angelou wrote, "When great trees fall in forest, rocks on distant hills shudder, lions hunker down in tall grasses, and even elephants lumber after safety. When great trees fall, it is wise, I think, to praise the ground they grew out of." Max Roach, 1924 to 2007, who has vanished into time, leaving these musical records of his journey. We close with Max Roach's The Smoke That Thunders from Survivors and Glorious Monster from the record Im Boom before that. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.